You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The President of European Union leaders is to issue draft guidelines on how the EU intends to negotiate Britain's exit from the bloc amid concerns that populist parties will try to trigger similar departures in other member states. As Stefan Boss reports, European Council President Donald Tusk is due to send the proposal to the governments of the other 27 remaining EU countries.
European Council President Donald Tusk was expected to send draft negotiation guidelines to the 27 EU members on Friday morning after British Prime Minister Theresa May formally triggered Britain's departure from the bloc, known as Brexit, by sending the Article 50 notification. Tusk's negotiation guidelines, of some 6 or 7 pages, will set a tone for 2 years of tough talks to come. Possibly the most difficult phase of talks on a totally new relationship in the future will be the €60 billion divorce bill Brussels planned to present to London. Another issue is securing the rights of both millions of mainly East European EU citizens in Britain and British people living in other member states. Another issue is how to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, an EU member state. Several EU leaders first want several months of talks on a broad agreement on the terms of separation. French President François Hollande has already told the British Prime Minister that a withdrawal agreement should come first. He and other European leaders say they will not allow cherry-picking by London. Tusk also wants to send a clear message to Eurosceptic and nationalist populist parties.
We must challenge the populists. We must say loud and clear that nationalism and separatism, which try to weaken the EU, are the opposite of modern patriotism. Those who take aim at European unity threaten also their own communities, weakening their own state sovereignty.
He earlier made clear that he is set about Britain's planned divorce.
After all, most Europeans, including almost half the British voters, wish that we would stay together, not drift apart. And what can I add to this? We already miss you.
Yet analysts warn that it will be a difficult transition, as it involves topics of huge controversy in Britain, including freedom of movement of people and the role of the European Court of Justice. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.